Brett Hellner back here with Jeff Zrebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. And Jeff, let's go back to the bizarre turn of events and the roller coaster that was the Terrell Suggs saga on so many different levels. For one thing, the fact that it was even possible for him to play, and then the Schefter story, and then Suggs essentially refuting that story almost completely, repeating himself, you should go to the source if you're not hearing from me, leading people to believe he was not going to play. And then still, I think, even though Schefter stood by his story on Friday and Saturday night, I think everyone still thought it was a long shot for him to play. And then he played a lot, and played well.
I know. I mean, once it came Saturday night, I figured he'd probably play. But every minute before then, I thought there was absolutely no chance. Pretty much everyone I spoke to, on whether somebody close to Suggs or an organization, doubted he would play. I had many people refute Schefter's report, and Schefter is as solid as they come. So I normally, if someone else made that report, I would have said, yeah, right. I mean, but he's pretty reliable. And when he had it, it kind of had him in your back of your mind. Well, maybe there's a chance here. But still, everybody was pretty much saying no, he wouldn't play. And you know the Ravens. I mean, we're talking about a young guy. We're talking about the young, the core guy was not their defense going forward. And you just figured that they would be cautious. He'd only practiced three times. How would they put a guy like that out there after just practicing three times from, 5.5 months removed from an injury? But then you saw him out there, and you're like, well, they obviously saw some of this stuff in practice, and he looked, he looked awfully ready, and I mean, remarkable. I mean, that's all you can say, and it's a shame that the return in some levels was overshadowed by how they laid an egg in Houston. But that's just remarkable. I don't know. Unprecedented. I'd like to look at it more, but I can't imagine that's been done before that quickly. And for him to be the best defensive player on the field for the Ravens, to get an immediate sack, they ran at him on two of the first three plays, and he held the edge and was kind of in on the tackle, at least forced the runner inside. You can't say enough. If anybody had any doubts about Terrell Suggs after heading into the season, I don't know how you can have any more. I mean, the guy wants to play. He's a jokester and kind of, but. He wants to be out there, and he's got a fire and a passion for it, and he takes a lot of pride in what he does, and that was just remarkable how quickly he came back from that.
Well said. Remarkable is the right way to put it. If he came back at all this year, in December, and played sparingly on pass rushing downs only, that would have been an amazing accomplishment. December, if at all this year.
I thought that was best case.
Me too.
And to see him come out and starting and – I'm sure they'll still take it a little easy on him, but assuming he keeps progressing in practice and keeps working, I mean, he's got to make no mistake. He's got a long way to go to get in shape. I mean, I think Suggs even acknowledged that there's regular shape and football shape, and he's not in it right now. But, I thought the best case scenario would be December and as a situational pass rusher. And this guy in October is back playing almost every down. So you can say what you want, but it almost changes your expectations for him going forward. You know, with what he did, he set the bar so high for the rest of the season for him. And also, they're going to need him. I mean, it's not fair that he has to be the savior of the defense, but Ray Lewis isn't coming back anytime soon, if at all, and Webb definitely isn't coming back. So there's not much there that's going to come in and help. So, they're going to need to depend on him an awful lot.
One change, and I use that word, I guess, broadly, I think you'll see Bernard Pierce get a few more carries. Harbaugh, without even really being asked, kind of threw that out there, maybe to an overall idea, mantra, especially on the road, they're going to run the ball more, and that means with Bernard Pierce as well, they've been impressed with him.
I'll say this, and I don't, a lot depends on the game, what's the score, the weather, if they fall behind early. I would be absolutely shocked if Ray Rice doesn't get over 20 carries next Sunday. Just completely shocked. I don't think they're going to allow that to happen again under those circumstances. That's what usually happens. You hear so much about it, and with the bye, they hear 2 weeks' worth of why you're not using Ray Rice. I think they're going to force-feed Ray Rice, and I think they should force-feed Ray Rice. And I think I agree with you. I think Pierce Okay. I mean, Pierce didn't have a single touch last Sunday. And, you know, this is a guy that's shown something when he's gotten the ball. So I think he'll get a couple, you know, four or five touches as well, depending on how much, you know, Rice needs a break. And it wouldn't surprise me, but I think we're going to see new offensive linemen in there. It may be a rotation, but I think, you know, sooner rather than later, Harewood's going to work his way back in there. And I think Jahr Reed, if he proves he's healthy and he can take on the load, I think you'll see him a little. And I wouldn't even be shocked if you see Geno Gronkowski a little.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to be full-time replacements, but Harbaugh brought up the possibility of rotating these guys and mentioned that a lot of teams are starting to do that, including Houston, who's got a pretty darn good offensive line. I think you'll see that a little with the Ravens. I don't know that they can fully trust guys like Bobby Williams anymore, and I just think they're going to need to give some of these guys a break, and they're going to need to rotate some new blood in there.
Fascinating stuff from Jeff Zeribek, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Jeff, thank you so much.
No problem, Brad. Have a good night.
Always fun talking to Jeff. We're back with more next here on BAL.